The value of a handkerchief. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. The value of a handkerchief. Now, we all have things in life that we don't pay much attention to. But recently we've seen a few films where people were trying to be gentle and nice, and the person would sort of throw his head to one side, you know, like, on your cheek you have a smudge, you know, and the person would say, what are you doing? You know, here. Oh, me, I have a smudge on there, you say. And so then you reach up and you wipe it off with your fingertip, or you spit on your finger and you wipe it off, or you take out your handkerchief. Now, mothers are known for their handkerchiefs. Yeah. Mothers have a handkerchief always in their bosom or in their side or wherever they keep it. And whenever their children are getting ready to go to school, mothers are always looking at them to see the last minute slap down on the hair, the last minute check for any dirty faces or dirty spots on them or anything. And they spit on the handkerchief and wipe it off and take away the child's imperfection. Now, you'd say, what a yicky, yicky thing to do. Well, really, we are very sophisticated. Animals clean up their baby children by licking their bottoms after they've gone to the toilet when they are just little tiny guys, because they don't have any Kleenex to wipe them up with their toilet paper. So they just lick them up, and they're used to that, you know. And they eat their placenta. They eat their afterbirth material. They're used to that. They don't have a stigma against it like human beings do. And human beings will take out a toothpick, and they'll put their hand in front of their face and pick their teeth behind their hand as though that makes it less gross, you know. If it is gross to pick your teeth, it's gross to pick your teeth behind your hand or behind a handkerchief or any place. And of course, why is it gross to pick your teeth? Well, it just isn't done. Well, maybe we ought to teach Emily Post a few manners, you know. I think from Camelot, when they were singing in the evening air, saying, I wonder what the poor people are doing tonight. I wonder what the poor people are doing tonight. What are the poor people having for dinner tonight? Are the poor people sitting around their candle telling each other stories and so forth and having a lovely time? And we are having a dance. We are having a party. I wonder what the poor people are doing tonight. Now, were the poor people doing incorrect things by sitting around their candle having a story time? Were the poor people doing incorrect things, eating with their hands, because they really had no utensils in those days, in the early days of Camelot? And do you think the knife on the table was to cut the meat off the bone? It wasn't to cut the meat so that it would be in little dainty pieces that you would eat it. It was only later that society created these fetishes and these little ways of doing things that were supposed to be polite. Well, what is really polite? All right. Is it to use your handkerchief to blow your nose, or to blow your nose before you use your handkerchief and then just wipe up your nose so that you don't have such a messy handkerchief? Your handkerchief lasts longer that way, you know. No, really. You got to think of those things, you know. And Napoleon, he sewed buttons on the sleeves of his soldiers so that they wouldn't wipe off their nose on their sleeve, because the soldiers were wiping off their nose on their sleeve, and so he sewed all these buttons. And pretty soon the buttons went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way up to the sleeve, the elbow, where they couldn't reach anymore. Now, was it impolite to do that? No. In high society, they wiped their nose on their elbows too, on their sleeves, because that was just what was done. And then later on, it was thought to be less than proper to do that. The handkerchief came along and became a wonderful thing for doing that. And then they carried two or three handkerchiefs. One handkerchief the women carried to drop on the ground so the men would pick it up for them. Another handkerchief they carried to wipe the sweat off their brow. And another handkerchief they carried to dab at their nose. And another handkerchief, they carried lots of handkerchiefs in that multi-skirted outfit that they had. But you see, that was the time they were developing new courtesies, new ways of properness, you know, new cultural ethics, you know. And it doesn't mean a thing. It only means what's right. Now, if you live in a society where there are no knives and forks, you eat with your hands, and you think nothing of it. During the School of the Master here on campus, 3 months long, a portion of the time was dedicated to eating with your hands, eating and drinking soup with your hands. You were not allowed to use the soup bowl as a utensil. You had to use your hands. You were not allowed to use your cup or your glass as a utensil. You had to use your hand. Now, you see, when we got done with the period of time that we did that, everyone was enjoying it so much, they didn't want to change. Now, you see, perhaps going back to our roots, we would have a much more pleasant time. Wouldn't it be fun to sit around the table eating with our hands and wiping our nose off with our hand and so forth, and just, you know, you say, oh, how gauche, how terrible, how utterly unmannerly, you know. And now when it's everybody does it, then it's mannerly. When everybody does it, then it's great. And what would the children do? We tell children that in some of our seminars we do that, and they say, oh, good, I want to go to that seminar, you know. I want to go to that seminar where you don't have to use any knives and forks and spoons and stuff. And I say, then, and we also didn't use any toilet paper. You had to use water to wipe your bottom, you know. And they said, that would be interesting. You know, they couldn't conceive of doing that because they had never played around in that area too much. But, you see, a handkerchief is not necessarily just for being a handkerchief. A handkerchief represents etiquette. A handkerchief represents caring manners that we have for one another and for doing things. And it's a very lovely thing. Now, should a man have a handkerchief properly tucked into his coat pocket? Mm-hmm. Is he going to use it for his nose? Mm-mm. No way. If his lady friend needs it, will he pull it out and give it to her?
Yes.
Yeah, that's totally different. But for him, no way. He'd run to the bathroom and grab some toilet paper. He wouldn't use that beautiful handkerchief he's got stuffed in there. Now, what are some of the handkerchiefs that they stuff in there? They're beautiful silk or nylon handkerchiefs that are certainly just for flash, you know. And what's another handkerchief that's used? It's tied around the neck, sort of like a special
decoration,
yeah. And, excuse me, if you have any...
Sweat.
Oh, yeah, it can be to wipe it up. But, I mean, that's another reason for having a neckerchief. And you put it around your neck to catch the perspiration. And it works out very nicely. Now, the value of a handkerchief goes up and down and in and out and all around to accomplish various things. And I know I watch Ellen when she is not paying attention to me, and I'm watching her as she uses something for a handkerchief or does something, and when she thinks nobody's looking, she takes something and wipes her nose, you know. And I watch Ingeborg, and Ingeborg is using her dust cloth, and she's dusting and washing the tabletop, and her nose starts running, so she takes the handkerchief or the cloth that she's washing the table off and wipes off her nose, you know. And then goes back and finishes doing the table. We think, oh, my God. Well, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. You don't know. Now, Sylvia, she's cooking and her nose is leaking and she's leaning over the pans and the stove and it gives her evaporation. And so more of her schnudder comes out and drops into the food. And so really, having a handkerchief can be a very beneficial thing. Now, you say the things that I'm saying are not very pleasant to hear. Well, it is true. They're not very pleasant to hear because we have built up an attitude about it. And we should really build up an attitude of the value of a handkerchief. That mother always kept a handkerchief inside of her bosom. And she was at a bridge party one day with her lady friends, and she reached into one side of her bosom to get the handkerchief, and it wasn't there. She reached in the other side to get the handkerchief, and it wasn't there. And she says, I had two of them when I came here. And, of course, that was very humorous. And after Mother said it, she realized it was quite humorous, but the naivete of saying it properly makes it all the more beautiful and the more interesting. But the value of a handkerchief, it has many, many wonderful values.
Bye-bye.
And yeah, and you wave goodbye, and you wipe your tears with it, and you do all the things with it. But what do children do with their handkerchiefs?
They put their treasures in it.
They put their treasures in it, and they tie it in a knot and put it over a stick, mm-hmm. and then they polish their shoes with their handkerchiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, uh-huh. Yeah. And then they clean up the room with their handkerchief after it's been used so that it doesn't get, it's dirty for two reasons, you know. And they dust with it. And why is it that we have handkerchiefs at all? Because it's a convenience thing. It's a wonderful convenience thing. Now, should etiquette be tied to handkerchiefs? Well, we tie etiquette to everything. And we say everything is proper and everything is improper and so forth. And these things are all things that should be done properly. And really, big deal. Big deal. It always reminds me of a woman who says to a man, oh, your barn door's open, meaning he forgot to pull up a zipper on his pants. And you think to yourself, why are you looking at his pants to see that the zipper's not pulled up? And are you that close to him socially that you can say to him, hey, you're hanging out there, you know. And if you are truly a lady, if you are truly a gentlewoman, you wouldn't even see anything that you consider to be improper. And least of all, you'd never say anything about it. Now, this is just what manners call for. Now, you say, Herb, you do use the most mundane suggestions. But the thing is, that's what makes the world go round. Now, what do you use a handkerchief for? Do you use a handkerchief for all the proper reasons, or do you use it for a lot of improper reasons too, you know? And do you not use it too? Yeah. We could go into a lot of possibilities of using the handkerchief. But the point here that we're making is the value of a handkerchief, it has a million possibilities. And we have just begun to enjoy them. And isn't it wonderful? And the wonderfulest thing about a handkerchief, about all of the possibilities of a handkerchief, is that you can go into the restroom and you can put soap on it and wash it out, and in just no time at all, it's dry and ready to be used as a fresh, new, clean handkerchief. So, my friends, enjoy your handkerchief, for they have many uses and they love you. Just like I love you.
I love you.
I love you.